back in my day, going to the bathroom was cool. Remember the one kid that would stand at the urinals with his pants down? Yeah. Remember that one kid?
Always.
Always. There's, ladies, back in like, elementary school, there was always, when you go to the bathroom, there was always just one kid who, I don't know, he didn't know how to just hold the pants up. But now, you got a school that put a tampon dispenser, installed it into the boys' bathroom.
That's a mistake.
Bay, it didn't last 20 minutes. It didn't last 20 minutes in that bathroom.
That's a mistake, right?
These kids are like, I'm done. I'm done with this. Stop it. Ah, Carl Weathers. He was a good one. Kat, are you Team Apollo or Team Chubbs? Hey, get right up on that mic. Eat that microphone.
Chubbs.
You, oh, no. You're pro Chubbs?
Chubbs.
Yeah.
I think I'm Team Apollo. I don't know. I don't know, but we'll pay a little tribute to Carl Weathers.
That is. Daddy Chill.
Rapper Lil Pump gets a tattoo of Trump mugshot on his thigh.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I want to know, if you're going to get a tattoo of a POTUS, who would it be and where would you get it? Hey, Nikki Haley, I think she's sending herself fake fan mail because she's screenshotting things and the send button was never pressed.
Oops.
Do you know what I mean?
Also, no subject line.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have a send on your receiving
end. Right. Like, come on.
Would that be called self-love?
That is definitely self-love. Yes. Yeah, it looks like Canva. And we got some other news that we'll get into today. All right. So, hey, we got this and so much more here on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there, serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show, Clarksville's Conversation.
Ah, yes. What's going on? My name is Joe Padula, host of the show. What are we not on? Facebook's not up?
I can double check on Facebook.
Yeah, let me check. It's crazy.
It always happens when I'm here.
Yeah, every time. Every time,
Kat. You're
Kat.
Like, no.
Man. But hey, live up on YouTube there. Yeah, there's the Facebook.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Boom. Yeah, hey, thanks for for hanging out with us.
Do we have the comments in one section?
Nope. It's all right. Facebook's an asshole. That it is. That they are.
Man, he knows.
Kat, do you guys get a lot of your posts suppressed by on social media?
Actually, we don't make a ton of social media posts because we like to keep like everybody's whatever private. Like we're not looking for like the fame of. We don't need a bunch of people to like it. It's all studio girls. Or if we put stuff on YouTube, it's usually like the burlesque stuff. We turn off the comments just so we don't get any BS. But it gets a ton of like shares and views and like as soon as you put in like burlesque or a name like Ricky Rax, people are like, ooh.
Well, you guys got a event coming up that we're going to be talking about here in just a moment.
Yep.
No doubt. Catwalk Fitness hanging out with us. Good to have Ricky and Kat. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. The whole bits. All right. Let's do this. Bay.
What's that?
Could you imagine? My question is, should tampon dispensers be in the boys' bathroom? Comment below. Talk about a third grader here.
All the clogged toilets.
All the clogged toilets.
You can use them to clean up all the pee.
Nonsense.
Here, let me take a look at the story here. Here's NBC covering it.
A new state law will require public schools to provide free menstrual products in all gender bathrooms and at least one men's bathroom. Brookfield High School started the mandate early by placing a dispenser with tampons in a boys' bathroom.
Yeah, but within minutes, that dispenser was ripped off the wall. NBC Connecticut's Briseida Landaverde joining us live now in Brookfield with more details on that. Hi, Briseida.
Yeah, good evening, Amber and Kevin. Now, we're told that the...
Look at this outfit.
NBC Connecticut...
Look at this outfit she's wearing. Right?
It's a tent.
What is this? She like made a scrunchie out of it. This is what's happening on Connecticut TV? Jeez.
You can see her bra through it.
Can you?
Yeah, it's black.
Ma'am?
That should be a crop top, not a onesie.
And look, her microphone is facing down. What is going on at this news
Look,
station?
It's my boob.
Oh, boy.
They give the people what they want.
Early by placing a dispenser with tampons in a boy's bathroom.
Yeah, but within like minutes, that dispenser was ripped
like
off the wall.
Like he's from a movie.
Who, him?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't recognize
him. From, like, the Bring It On movies. Not Bring It On.
I didn't want Bring It On. Thank you.
Was it Bring It On? Or no, Pitch Perfect.
Okay. No,
We knew what you watched.
Oh, The Commentator?
Yeah.
Nah, a little bit. He's got the same...
Same face structure and everything.
I don't know. Pitch
Perfect. Maybe. Briseida Landaverde joining us live now in Brookfields with more details on that. Hi, Briseida.
Yeah, good evening, Amber and Kevin. Now, we're told that the high school principal sent a letter to families notifying them that within just 20 minutes of that tampon dispenser being placed, it was vandalized. Now, NBC Connecticut has not independently obtained a copy of that letter. There is mixed reaction in Brookfield and surrounding towns after female hygiene products were placed in a boy's bathroom at the high school in town.
There's never any excuse for vandalism, but I am a firm believer that tampons don't belong in the boy's bathroom.
I think that people who have a certain gender, who identify with a certain gender, should be able to use the bathroom that they identify with, and if they need these products, they should have them.
It's all part of
If you are a guy... You don't have menstrual cycles.
I think she's going over if this third grade, female, wants to be boy, okay?
Wait.
High
school, middle school.
Yeah, I was about to say.
High school, middle school. So say the sophomore, the girl, okay? You know, she's you know, Aunt Flo has come to visit. Is that Flo, right?
Aunt Flo.
And she, you know, but, you know, she's wearing her friggin', you know, I'm a guy shirt today. And then she's flowing. I think that's a reminder that she's a girl. Right? Isn't that a reminder? You know, hey, honey, I'm still here.
Like, if a guy is going to have...
Does it make noise?
I've never heard anyone call it flowing.
Flowing.
And then they're flowing. Like, I'm going to use that now. Like, excuse me, I'm flowing. Leave me alone.
Please. I'm in a mood. I'm flowing.
I flow in here.
Flowmasters.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
Beginning in the fall of this year, Board of Eds will be required to provide free menstrual products in women's restrooms, all gender restrooms, and in at least one men's restroom for students in grades 3 through 12.
What?
See that?
See that? Right, yeah. That? No.
Right.
No. That's BS right there.
And listen again. You be you.
Hell no!
The wild elementary kids need to. They don't need.
This is recruiting. That's what this is.
It is.
That's exactly what this is. Come on, people.
The Brookfield superintendent said in a statement after the installation of the
Ed
dispenser
Reynolds,
last
raspberry preserves. What is that?
Week, it was ripped down from the wall. The school will continue to follow the law, which mandates where menstruation products are to be located. The school would not comment further on student discipline. One parent in town.
I just do find it funny that the word men is in there.
How much money you think they get for that?
1 million pesos.
In discipline. One parent in town who wishes to stay anonymous applauds the high school for taking action and hopes more education regarding the topic will be discussed amongst families.
I applaud the kid.
I do too.
You know, hey, good for you, kid. I think he's had enough.
This shit don't belong here.
Rip the anchors out.
They're done.
He was on a mission.
He just really needed tampons.
Maybe that's what it is.
Everybody,
I bet he's selling them.
Everybody, yeah, right. Get your tampons or hot.
See, that's the
meet
thing.
Me behind the.
Yeah, well, right.
You can't need some tampons.
You can't smoke now.
Uh huh.
Well, you can't buy cigarettes until you're 21.
That's right.
But you can get drafted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
what are you saying?
You can't vote.
Uh huh.
Until you're
18. Uh-huh.
But they try to push people to vote.
Well, I think voting should be 21, to be honest with you.
Since they move moving everything.
No, I say that everything should be back down to 18. Smoking, gambling, drinking.
No,
make them responsible for being a damn adult.
Move it all to 21. That's right. You know why? Because I'm over 21.
Hey, I'm over 21 too. Move it back to 18. That way, at 18, you are an adult. Anything you do...
Like I said,
you are an adult. Not well.
If you want to change yourself, you're 18. You're an adult. But as long as I am reliable for your mishaps, when you're under the age as a parent, no.
That's it. Look,
you know,
I only hope.
Let's get back to the story.
The school is responsible to a point. We're taught what we're taught. And if we're taught hate, it's going to come out in other places. So I commend the school for getting on top of the issue, for talking to the kids already about the incident and trying to put it in the right light.
She sounds like a Karen.
She sounds like she doesn't even want to say
again,
that shit.
School officials tell us they will continue to follow the law, which officially goes into effect September 1st.
It's a big jacket she's wearing, huh?
Brisita Landaverde, NBC Connecticut
News.
A big
woman.
Back to you.
It's Connecticut. It's cold. It gets cold up there.
So the comment about Midol?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So John Doe says, what's next, Midol in the vending machine in the school?
It should be everywhere. It's a great hangover cure.
It's
good for
everything.
Like, there's no estrogen in it. Like, people always say that when I'm like, you should take that if you're hungover because it's the best.
What is Midol?
For everything.
I know what it is, but what's in Midol?
Oh,
the number
one. Look it up. It's got like a diuretic pain reliever, caffeine.
Caffeine.
Yeah, caffeine's the main thing.
Hold on, my friends. We got all these different microphones, but remember, just one set headphones. All right? Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
No, I don't want to shut down conversation. Just now and everyone talking all at the same time.
Midol should be everywhere.
Yes, I agree. Ed Reynolds, where exactly are men supposed to insert their things on themselves? No one ever asked that. Well, I mean, you could put it in your butt.
Do you remember the episode of The Office where Dwight was asking Toby, like, how gay men have sex? That's what that just reminds me of.
Like I didn't see that episode.
Like, how do you know which one mounts the other or something? Like, he was asking, like, who is ready to receive the other? It's like, that's not how it works. Oh. At all.
You flip a coin.
Yeah.
So, it's acetaminophen, 500 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
Caffeine, 60 milligrams. And that's a diuretic. And pyrrolamine.
Uh-huh.
Malonate. 15 milligrams, which is
I have no idea what these are.
Calms your bitchy ass down.
Pain reliever, diuretic, and antihistamine.
All right.
Acetaminophen is pretty much Tylenol. That's it.
So that's Midol. Midol is a Tylenol, just a little bit jacked up on something else.
Well, it adds a diuretic and an antihistamine.
Yeah. So it makes you feel better physically if, like, you're tired, you're in pain, you're, you know.
Keep the bloating down.
Bloating, yeah. Everything you get when you're hungover. Like,
they put the dispenser up at 9:30 a.m., and then by 9:52, tampons were all over the floor. Wow.
I applaud.
Yeah, good for the kid. You know, I wonder what the discipline was.
You're going to smoke that whole pack of tampons.
Like, is it detention? Is it, I mean...
In school suspension?
All I know is this kid's probably, the other kids now, look at him as a hero. These are tiny tampons. Are these for midgets?
Those are for
tampons.
Low flow.
They just don't have the applicator. That's why they look small.
That's for a good old.
Oh, okay. So they're not those... The cigar look-alikes.
That's a, you know, find your own way.
Yeah.
They work really good for gunshot wounds.
Yeah, they do.
Nosebleed,
yeah.
A lot of motorcycle clubs have their prospects carry that in the event of a gunshot.
Okay.
They plug it with a tampon.
Well.
Get out of Connecticut. Get out of Connecticut. First of all, your taxes are ridiculous, okay? Oh. And now you got to deal with this nonsense. Man, Civil War is coming. It is.
Well, they got that movie coming out.
Maybe it's already here. Yeah, that movie. We should see. I don't know about that movie. I was reading some of it, and Texas and California's Alliance. Yeah. I don't know. But hey, what do you think? Should tampon dispensers be in the boys' room?
No.
I vote no. How about no?
How about no, you hippy dippy?
Dutch bastard.
Oh, what do I do? I have one of those.
So Ed Reynolds, does Midol work on Graves' disease? Because I just got diagnosed with that shit today. What is Graves' disease, Ed? And I hope you're all right. Hope it doesn't, you know, lead to Graves.
I like that's an ask your doctor question.
Graves' disease is an immune system disorder that results in the overproduction of thyroid hormones.
Okay, so you got a...
Hyperthyroidism.
Hyperthyroid. Oh, okay. How do you treat it? Ed, what did the doctor say? Let us know in the comments. Absolutely. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Boom! Hey, yeah, you got coming up here in Clarksville, Tennessee, couples lap dance workshop. So how does this work? The couple comes in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Preferably they come inside. So
that's what we try to.
Yeah. Yay. That's what she said, right? So it's just a spicy thing for couples to do together. It's just all good fun. We don't want to give away everything that happens because
right.
sometimes when the men find out they have to participate, they're like, I ain't doing that.
But do they learn, tricks and to entice the relationship?
Yeah, it's all like partner stuff. So we do like hands-on lap dance instruction, and
yeah.
then we'll do like some partner pole tricks and sexy stretching, and then we do a guide to sexercise, and that's usually when everyone's just laughing, going through some funny motions of how to work out while getting it on.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Catwalk Fitness Couples Lap Dance Workshop.
Get a workout while working it out?
Yeah, well, you could. You know.
No kidding.
Say you can't get to the gym, but you're trying to hit that. Like, we'll show you how to do both.
Well, Catwalk Fitness, the link is in the video description.
So do I only pay $25 if I'm coming along?
Do you ask that a lot?
Oh, that's a good
pretty
one.
Much.
Do you ask that a lot?
Oh, that's a good one.
I get a discount if it's just me.
Okay, Ricky, have you ever
you
been scuba
be
diving?
You want to be a member of the scuba squad, you have to be smart.
Have you ever been scuba diving?
I have never.
Oh, you got to do it. It's I'm telling you, this is the year. The year of the scuba. And yes, you got to get certified. Waterdogs.scuba.com. And veteran-owned, fantastic. And they do all of these trips. I mean, the one trip that they did in the Pacific Ocean where they were scuba diving in and around the sunken ships of World War II. Amazing. How cool is that? Right. Check them out. Waterdogs.scuba.com. All right, here we go. Oh, Ed Reynolds has an update on his Graves' disease.
Yes, I suspect it will put me in the grave, but he told me to take some selenium because it's not that bad yet. He also told me it's what caused my diabetes.
Oh.
Not the beatus.
Diabetes.
And gallbladder to go bad. Appendectomy and gallbladder to go bad.
Hmm.
I don't think my doll is going to do it.
No. No.
Why is the bubble still going?
I don't know.
I was hoping I wasn't the only one hearing that.
All right. I thought she did that on purpose.
Is this Carl Weathers trying to talk to us? Carl. Carl. Say it again. You let Rocky win? What? No. It's all in the hips? It's all in the hips. All right, let's, Carl Weathers, he passed. Let's take a look.
The bubble stopped. That's what I want to do to my ex-wife.
Why'd you jinx it?
Just one more.
It's a trip.
Are you doing the bubbles?
No.
I'm not doing the whole show with bubbles.
Why are they...
It has to be you, because I ain't got no bubbles.
That's on your
end. This damn computer, man. This is just another reason to smash it. I loved him in Predator.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was kind of like the I wouldn't say the bad guy, but he was, what's not the bad guy, but he was, you know, he was almost the bad guy.
Yeah.
Kind of like Deadpool?
Anti-hero?
No, he was... He was deceiving.
He was CIA then.
Yeah.
CIA, Ray?
No, CIA. How they there for their own agenda.
Mm.
The most famous, he was, I think, most famous for playing Apollo Creed, right? That had to have been his biggest role.
That one, probably the Mandalorian.
No.
We revitalized his, you know, because that was a good show.
Yeah, but he's not. I didn't even know he was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was either that or Chubbs.
Well, he was in a lot of stuff.
From Happy Gilmore.
Don't forget about Action Jackson.
Yeah, he was Action Jackson.
I loved him in Action Jackson.
Assault on Devil's Island.
Yeah, but Apollo's his biggest role.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
He did an episode of Good Times, I think, too.
Good times.
Bum, 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 bum. Yo, stop with the bubbles.
No, you did that. You probably hit some buttons when you was programming it all.
Yeah, look.
Oh, Lando. That's right. Billy Toomes. He was Lando.
I got no bubbles.
I'm gonna have to like exit out of the slide presentation.
Hands up.
There we go. Yeah, we had an issue there. Here we go. You guys get a little behind the scenes. There we go. Okay, so the bubbles are gone now, right?
We hope.
Let's see. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. Well, here's a little tribute to him. All right. Maybe.
If it plays.
Yeah. I swear to God, if bubbles start playing, I'm throwing this mug. Come on. This damn computer.
So.
Right. Stop it. All right, stop it.
So Rocky really never beat Apollo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lando was, well, that's right. Ed's right. Lando was Billy D. Williams.
Yeah.
Right. Colt 45.
And Tuesday. He said
those Colt 45 commercials.
Uh-oh, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Look, Happy, I got my hand back.
Shut up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me. Got my hand back, see? We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises.
Not a bad voice.
No.
A kiss for luck and we're all.
Want to touch the hiney? No, mama.
Please.
She let me touch your boobies. What was that one? That was a Waterboy.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
No, Colonel Sanders, something's wrong with your medulla oblongata.
That's real good.
This movie was good.
Yeah.
They were all good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're like a freak. How often do you play?
Never. This is my first time.
Hey, you should play in the Waterbury Open tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
Adam Sandler.
He's gonna play. By God, he's gonna win.
Yeah, Chubbs. Oh, is this when the kid gets hit? Right here.
This is where he gets hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then the kid. Right. Yeah. Oh! Then the kid trying to copy him.
Mister, you gotta wear a helmet.
Don't worry about it.
The price is right. Yeah, that's right. The price
is wrong, bitch. Now I think you've had enough.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, bring that shit on, man. Oh, God, I love it.
Oh.
God, I hurt a little, but I'm all right. Son, what the hell are you doing? 364 more days till next year's hockey tryouts. I gotta toughen up. Yeah!
Oh.
God, I felt good. Yeah! Come on, boy. Cut that out. You're making me sick. Hey!
So you're a hockey player, huh?
Yeah.
You're gonna give that shit up? You're gonna concentrate on golf?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the club pro here, Chubbs Peterson. And I'm offering to teach you how to play golf.
All right. Sorry. We gotta move forward here. Well, I could watch this all day, though.
Very tough.
He's laughing. He's having a good time. Good for you. Yeah, laugh it up. Enjoy your night.
Come on, Happy. Concentrate.
I love this one. You're gonna die, clown.
Easy.
That's like that dog and duck.
The clown. How you gonna beat Shooter McGavin?
Shooter McGavin. I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
Yeah. That was the best rant.
You're gonna die, clown. You think that's funny? I don't hear you laughing now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Enough. Enough.
What? I can't do it.
It's all in the hips.
It's all in the hips.
But all right, I think I'm Team Chubbs.
You got a Team Chubby?
No. Team Chubbs. I love Apollo, though. But hey, Carl Weathers, thanks for the memories, man. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks for the memories.
Make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Boom. Oh, should we put... Okay, for Ed, since Ed asked, and he got that bag not diagnosed... We'll play the Bob Barker scene. I think it's in here somewhere. Yeah, no. This is him winning. Okay. I think this is the only scenes with Chubbs. I don't know if Chubbs was in the... I think Chubbs was dead by then. What was that other one? That Miss Veronica Vaughn is me and her. We got it. No, you didn't.
That was Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. That's yeah. right.
And that's Chris Farley.
Yeah, but you can imagine, huh? Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Penguin.
Yeah. Shampoo is better. No conditioner is better. Yeah. Sorry. I don't have the scene. My bad, brother. Hey, make sure to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Boom. Oh, by the way.
Third base.
Yeah, Mondays. Mm-hmm. Over there at Clarksville's third base. Have you been there yet? It's on Riverside Drive.
No.
Used to be the gay club.
Fusion.
Yeah, Fusion. And then they bleached the hell out of it. Okay? And now it's Clarksville's third base. Yeah.
Is that like a baseball thing?
It's just it's a sports bar. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They did a nice job in there. We were there Monday. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was fun, man.
Really good food.
Good food. So check us out there Mondays at 7 o'clock.
Good finger foods.
Yeah. Yep.
Wicked Goods got better sandwiches.
So.
Agreed.
Well, we can't cross promote or, you know, when we're promoting one business. Let's not put down another. Let's not put it down while we're promoting it.
Right. They're great.
The third base. We'll have to try that.
Third base. Come to third base.
I love third base.
It's not as good as Wicked Good.
Does everybody get there?
But hey, check out third base.
Like, their finger foods are dynamite. Their drink prices are great. I personally prefer.
The only time he gets to third base is at the restaurant.
Chris. Is that it? Oh, that was good, Chris. That's good. Yeah, third base. It's good. Not that good. It's good.
Chris, that was funny. Mm. I'm just kidding. Third base is really, really
yes.
good.
Yes. Yes. Mm. I mean, Shelby's Trio is much better.
Oh, here we go.
rapper Lil Pump. Mm. So he gets a tattoo of Trump mugshot. Wow. And hey, if you were to get a POTUS tattoo, who would you get and where in your body would you get it?
I would get a Biden tattoo.
On your butt?
And around my anus.
So every time you take a dump, it
it's
comes
just
out of his mouth?
Shit, absolutely.
Ship it up. Right.
And I'll get the words political promise above it.
That'd be great. I would get Kamala.
I'm not that sadistic.
She's got to make sure she's laughing, so she's always laughing.
I would get, I'd probably get Lincoln and Washington, one on each pec, so I can have them go, yeah, almost Mount Rushmore, yeah, almost. So I'm on Billboard.com. They suck, Billboard. Billboard sucks, man.
They've been sucking for the past.
You ain't kidding. So they put out this story.
I'm dying over here.
About the, about him getting the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's all right. But they didn't show me the friggin' tattoo. Why wouldn't they show the tattoo? I don't get it.
Maybe Lil Pump hasn't posted the tattoo.
I had to go to Lil Pump to find out the goods. Billboard just sucks. It's very biased. Very biased. Mm.
I would go by the nickname Little Pump, too, if I had his birth name.
What's his birth name?
Gazy Fabio Garcia.
That's
Fabio.
A great name. Remember Fabio?
Gazy?
No.
If you're Italian, Fugazi.
Fugazi. Forget about it.
Right? Am I wrong? I wouldn't want to name my kid Gazy.
Yeah, I don't know. What's his ethnicity?
He's from Miami, Florida. So I'm going with Hispanic.
Cuban problem?
Probably. Yes. Of Spanish descent, yeah. I'm sure.
Wow. That's a big tattoo also.
Oh, his parents are Colombian.
Colombian.
So he would be of Colombian descent.
I gotta tell you, this tattoo, the greatest tattoo I've ever seen, okay? It's we're making tattoos great again. Thanks to Lil Pump. Lil Pump making tattoos great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And tattoo.
Hey, kudos to the artist, though.
Right?
Not bad, yeah.
Right? I mean, that is talent. You know, how these artists, how these tattoo artists are able to create and draw permanent. And man, it takes a lot of balls, too. Because if you screw up, oh, it's like, it's permanent.
Well, semi-permanent now.
Laser removal.
They do laser removal, yeah.
Joe Quinters, I use a Trump silver dollar when I play poker to hold my cards. That's pretty cool. Padula needs to get Flavor Flav tattoo. I would love a Flavor Flav tattoo. I dressed up as him in 2006 and went full. I didn't go blackface. I went black body.
I was going to ask.
Right. Oh yeah.
Self-tanner really count, though.
It was like
100 layers. And
I mean, because Flavor Flav, it's dark, you know? Yeah. And what was the show at the time that was I was loving?
Flavor of Love.
Yeah, I loved that show. It was so dumb.
Flavor Flav. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Bad.
John Doe, tattoos are great. Thinking about getting another half sleeve. Yo, get the Trump mugshot, John Doe. Do it. So I typed in Lil Pump on X. Cat, you got an X account? Formerly known as Twitter?
No, not currently. I know you keep telling me to get back on there.
Thank you.
Well, we'll see.
Please. I mean, this is where all the news is now.
I know, but social media, meh.
I know. I hear.
I live in the real world.
I hear. Yes.
Oh.
So let's see.
Unless it's for you, then I'm happy to do it.
Thank you.
You just made the list.
Yes, the kiss my ass list. Let's see. What are some of the reactions here? Let's see what End Wokeness posted. I like them. It's a good follow. Ricky, if you were to get a tattoo of a president, who would it be?
A few moments later.
Of a president, who would it be?
Yeah. You had to pick one president. Who would you get that tattoo of that president?
See, as soon as you first asked that question, he already stole my idea.
What was the idea? Oh. So
put it on my bottom.
And which president, though?
Biden.
Oh, you get Biden. You get absolutely a Biden butt tattoo.
So we could go halvesies.
We could, actually, yeah.
Then I can slap it every time.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe, wake up.
Kat, what would you get?
I wouldn't. I don't have any tattoos.
You don't have a single tattoo?
Nope.
Good for you. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm a clean slate.
Clean slate. Babe, who'd you get?
Neither one.
No, you had to pick one.
Not gonna have.
Come on.
Nope.
If you had to. Not that you have
come
to.
Come on.
But if you had to.
Yeah. Just get Van Buren on your foot or something, you know?
Taft on your toe.
Yeah, Taft on the toe.
Taft toe.
Right. William Henry Harrison. You right?
It would be Robin Williams off of the Night at the Museum.
Teddy Roosevelt, Robin Williams. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Is it too late to change mine? I'm going to go with bass.
I'll tell you what. We see all these rappers now going for Trump, which is interesting. Snoop Dogg did a complete 180.
Well, you forget all the rap songs that used to be about Trump back in the
right
day.
Waka, Nelly. Waka Flocka.
You know.
Mill.
Matt Miller. He had that one.
Yeah. What's his name?
Matt Miller.
Matt Miller.
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 Yeah. He OD'd.
Who's the Millie guy? There's a Millie rapper out there that.
It's like Meek Mill or something.
Meek Mill. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, Meek Mill.
Very good. Yeah. I saw him on X there. He did something. He's like, he's my N-word. Right. He's my ninja. Right.
Even Blackstreet said Trump tight every day, talking about money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back in No Diggity.
Sure to get down. Good. Yeah. Baby got me working all over town.
They've been saying Trump forever. He stands for money.
Yes.
Is it, I got to bag it up or back it up?
It was bag it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like bagging up your money.
Okay. Not back it up.
So
damn it.
It depends on which version. Depends on which version of the song you're listening to. Because you had your clean version, then your edited version, then your remix version.
How about that song that was on the radio all the time, too? It was great, too. It wasn't Blackstreet.
Which one? You talk about Next?
Yeah, I think it was Next. Too Close?
Yeah, Close.
Oh, my God.
I wonder if she notices I'm hard.
The whole song's about a hard on. Like, you're grinding on me, and now I'm hard. That's the whole song.
Can you just play the beginning of Next? Too Close?
A lot of people didn't even know that until.
I wonder if she could tell if I'm hard.
It's so dirty, man. It's the dirtiest.
It really is.
There's a bunch of them that you're like, whoa.
And we're like, Mom! Turn that up. You're driving to school.
We used to dance to Rump Shaker when I was a kid, and we had no idea.
Zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump.
Yeah, this next
Rex
song.
Rex in effects.
Right. Nope. show my age.
But this reporter's out in Bronx.
Uh-huh.
All right? It's crazy.
Part of President Trump's re-election strategy is cutting into traditional Democrat strongholds. Shortly after Newsmax found surprising support for the former president in the Bronx, we found out that he was considering doing a rally here. We joined the New York City Young Republican president, Gavin Wax, to find out more.
Listen, Kara, make America great again. It includes the South Bronx, believe it or not. It's for all Americans. I think this is why it's great that President Trump wants to visit the South Bronx for some sort of rally.
He got the head and shoulder hairstyle.
Yeah, yeah.
It just bouncing everywhere.
Mm-hmm. This is the son of Vida Sassoon. Right.
He's
mm-hmm.
just showing you how much volume he has.
I'm jealous. This is what happens to your hair when you vote for Trump.
This is like a Pert Plus commercial.
Only thing he missing is the mullet in the back.
Mm-hmm. Trump needs to go to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
go to L.A., do these rallies, okay? Go to Atlanta. Telling you, man, you're winning them over, and it's.
I wonder if she could tell I'm hard right now.
I wonder if she could tell if I'm hard right now.
Just doesn't even work its way up. Just Mom! Guess what, girl?
Mom, turn it up.
Swing.
Straight from the get go, we're gonna talk about getting.
Wow.
Wrecked in effect.
Damn.
It shows that he cares. President Trump and I have been speaking recently about, you know, his prospects in New York City. There was a poll that came out that showed him within the single digits. So we talked a bit about that. I mentioned, you know, the interviews you did on the street in the South Bronx, where there was a lot of support for President Trump. People were very excited about him. It was something that people hadn't really seen before. It was something new. It was something novel.
Free my son, Trump! Free my son, Trump.
He went and watched it after our gala. He shared an article commenting on your interviews, and I think it got him very excited. You know, he kind of said, you know, well, let's do a rally in the South Bronx. I said, sure, let's do it.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I would want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter. And I will support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He sounds like Mike Tyson.
No, he reminds me of Tracy.
Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan. His character off of Mars.
Oh.
Yep. I want Donald Trump.
I got the chickens. Oh, damn.
Because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter. And I will support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love. And, you know, like they do in other states, we definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
So, you tell me.
We want Trump to come back. Please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
Missy Elliott called. She wants her jacket back. Get your freak on.
Flip down and reverse it.
Oh, I would come to the rally and support Trump.
Is everybody wearing garbage bags?
I mean, it's New York City.
Yeah, I guess
that's all
so.
They can afford.
That's it.
I got 16 rappers.
Times are tough.
That mention Trump in their songs.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Snoop Dogg.
And support
being
Trump,
one of them.
Right?
Because the Bronx needs a change, and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come too and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
That's probably not wise. But it's okay.
Reporting for Newsmax in the South Bronx, New York, I'm Kara Castronova.
Hi, Kara.
Castronova.
Gerald LaVert.
We've
never been friends.
So the Migos actually have a song titled Up Like Trump.
Up Like Trump. Yeah, Uncle Trump, man. Uncle Trump, he's on a roll. People are getting tattoos of him. That's right, February 9th. It's coming up.
Yep.
Today's the 2nd. Happy Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Groundhog's Day to you, Ricky.
Thank you.
Ricky, if you could, why should couples come to the lap dance workshop from 7 to 9 on February 9th?
Well, I think, I don't know, this day and age, we're all stuck in a rut. So if you want to spice things up, then that would definitely be the place to come.
Yeah, you know, and hey, I'll tell you married couples out there, you know, go have fun with each other. Go out, make it a date
Sorry,
night.
Chill.
Yeah.
We make it a lot of fun. There's so many laughs. You meet great people.
There you go.
Kind of connect a little bit with other couples as well.
$50 per couple. Go check it out. The link's in the video description. That's right. All right. And then, go grab some food at Wicked Good before or after, right? Or you can go to a third base, okay? Or, hey, while we're on, while we're promoting Old Abe's Brewhouse, why don't you go grab a beer at Black Horse? Oh, sorry. We got to do the ad for this guy.
Shut up!
Old Dave's Brewhouse. This is a fun one. This one is, don't bring the kids. Just leave them in the car. All right, crack the window, do something. But but yeah, trivia night, Old Dave's Brewhouse, Tuesday. All right, here we go. Next up. Yeah, we're supposed to get an early spring. Is that what the...
The groundhog did not see a shadow, so we're supposed to have early spring, which... Somebody's probably going to blame the groundhog for global warming.
Punxsutawney Phil.
We talked about this on our way here, actually. Like, somehow it came up, and I was like, who came up with this? It's just, they probably can't even see their freaking shadow. Like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like,
how dare you?
Yeah, how you know, dare just, you? This is a huge tradition celebrated around the one country.
They're really cute, but I don't think that they control the freaking weather. Like, it's the dumbest tradition. Like, I hate when people say that. Oh, you think it saw its shadow? Who effing cares?
That is interesting. If we had more time, I would go to the YouTube. I'm sure there's something out there that explains why.
Yeah, I enjoy the movie, but the concept is silly.
Hey, we need to see if Nikki Haley is sending herself a fake fan mail. Because that's not good. Like, this is the giveaway, right? The send button?
Right, it's a send button. That would not be on an email you received. You can't send an email you received.
Let me see here.
And even if you hit reply, you wouldn't be replying to yourself.
Right.
She's her biggest fan. She's giving herself motivation.
Well, I don't think it's even her. I think it's her staff.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I would get someone smarter and better at social media and the internet.
Nikki Haley, what are you doing?
I mean, why not just send an email?
Yeah,
to
just
her?
Send it. Yeah. Hit send. You had one job.
It's not going well for her. What was that? Last week, the story about her cheating on her husband in the back of the Cadillac while he was deployed?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That and she's getting Democratic vote.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She likes getting the Democrat vote in New Hampshire there.
She's a rhino.
She is. I don't like her. I don't like her at all.
Who just had sex in like a bathroom and got away with it in like the Capitol or something? What was that?
Oh, in the Senate chambers. Yeah.
In the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
No penalty, too. Nothing.
No sex in the chamber.
Like it was
So my question is
it was butt sex.
Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to go into the chamber and get it was, and it, clear the chamber?
It was the two guys in there and
was two guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you got to decontaminate that. I mean, there's monkeypox all over that table. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up.
It was this one and this one that Nikki Haley posted on X.
Mm-hmm.
Check her handwriting.
Americans want a chance in this election, not a rerun. I'm overwhelmed by all of the kind words. We'll keep working hard to make you proud. Yeah, this is not. Unless maybe she copy-pasted or somebody copy-pasted. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
How do you copy-paste it and then not send it? If you're sending it to Nikki Haley, first of all, there's no email address. So it has to be somebody that they have her in their records of their address book anyway.
That's a good point.
Is this? This is a font. Right?
Right, it's like done on the notes
this
or something.
This is a font. This isn't handwritten.
No.
The I's are identical. The K's are identical. Oh, my God. The A's are identical. Oh, my God. She wrote this.
The E's are identical.
She typed this out.
The D's are.
And put it over a...
Yeah, it's a font.
Oh, my God. Oh, what is going on? What is this? This guy right here. Go get it. Go get him, killer. Yep. Here, Elon Musk. The parody account for Elon.
Uh-huh.
Well, they found the font. And they wrote this letter. I want to encourage Nikki Haley to drop out and endorse Trump. We need a competent and committed leader like Trump to make America. Oh, my God. They used the font. All right. I guess we solved it, right? Is that it? Hillary has, though. She shredded several in her time. Yeah, we got to get them out of there. They got work tonight. All right, so good. We solved the case.
Dun, dun, dun.
So stupid. Yep, we did it. Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia. Awesome place. I can't believe you... Well, Chris, you've been to this.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been to the Skyline 500 game show. That's a great one.
It's a great
one. Yeah, that is a great one.
Great times. Great people.
Kat, you got to come to this one. It's at Shelby Street on the third floor.
Yeah, no, I've been to the rooftop.
No, you got to come see bar. This trivia that we do there.
Oh, they get down.
Well, last time, the only time I've been there, there was no parking, and they went to like $30 to park in the
Did
lot.
Did you not hear what I said about when we're doing a promotion?
Yeah, sorry. It was really crowded. Like, I had a really hard time enjoying it. I guess I went at the wrong time or... Whatever.
She won't shut up either.
Like, but I would be willing to come to trivia and see how that plays
Excuse
out.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
Oh. It's really pretty, though.
First of all, you don't have to pay $30 for parking if you're going there to eat and drink.
But we were, and it was like pay to park. And
no.
I parked like a mile away, and we walked like from downtown.
No, you don't have to pay to park there if you go there.
Oh, but they give you like a voucher or something?
Yes.
Oh, well, now I know. See? The more you know, the more you know, right?
Shelby's Trio, Skyline 500 Rooftop Trivia, Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
I did it wrong, my bad. That's why I had a bad time, I did it wrong.
Sandwiches aren't that good. Hey, Darius Rucker got arrested, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, two misdemeanors.
Caught with marijuana and psychedelic pills before arrest.
I mean, he used to be a huge partier, and now he's...
Hey, remember we went to the taping?
Yeah.
Who was that for? What's his name? The little guy.
Brad Paisley.
Yeah. So we got invited to... Brad Paisley was doing ABC special. So at the time, we were at 105.5 The Bull, the country music station, right? Remember that one?
Yeah.
105.5 The Bull. And so, you know, they see this... Pretty good seats.
Yeah.
You know, for this filming. They got all these stars coming up. And Darius was one of the guest stars there. And you could tell, I guess, Darius was going to be coming up next because the cameraman pretty much just sat down in front of Bay to wait for his reaction when Darius Rucker comes out. Do you know why?
Why?
You guess.
You guess.
Bay was the... Babe was the most tan person there. That's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, Hootie and the Blowfish, man. Like,
I loved Hootie and the Blowfish.
And he did a country album.
Man.
He has a road in Columbia, South Carolina. They gave him a Hootie and the Blowfish like boulevard.
Really?
It's in like Five Points or whatever, yeah. In Columbia, South Carolina.
He's being called Hootie, though.
He'd be okay.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he doesn't mind cashing those checks, though.
Yeah.
That's the name that made him famous.
Right. With a little love and some tender nails.
It took Mike Epps to accept Day-Day. You know what I'm saying?
Virginia police finally retrieve the body of a driver who plunged off a pier in an SUV 7 days later.
Yeah.
Still have no clue who they are or what drove them to the watery grave. Look at this. Here's some footage.
GPS.
Check this out. So, obviously, this guy's... He's booking it for that pier. All right, here's... Someone's watching this.
Is he about to drive off the edge? Oh, my God.
He even hit the brakes.
No way.
Yeah, he's hitting brakes,
dude,
right?
Dude, no.
Yeah, he hit the brakes.
It looks right like he before, was hitting brakes.
Right before he went out.
Yeah, several times.
That's why I went down like that and said, like,
is this a drunk guy?
I don't know.
He didn't want to pay to go on the pier.
No
He could be drunk, and it looks like it's very foggy. So he might have been like going...
And he missed the distance?
Yeah.
Well, GPS. What I hear
is wooden bridge.
He was going for distance. He was going for speed.
What I think happened here is, so he was going to Shelby's Trio, so he had to park, okay?
A mile and a half all away.
Right. So he's, all right.
Sorry.
Wow, dude.
If they pull their sponsorship, I can't wait.
I will go eat there.
No,
okay.
No, they're not going to pull. We packed that Wednesday. They love it.
And it is a very good trivia night.
So here it is. They finally.
You blur out the car?
I didn't blur it out.
Body probably still in the car.
No, what's that floating in the water? No, I'm just kidding. Oh.
Is there something like hanging off of it?
Is that the body hanging out?
No, it's the roof, the hood.
So there they go. They found the car, and this car must have drifted out too, right? Because I mean they're not.
Well, you know, it floats because of the air.
Mm-hmm. Up to about 150 feet.
Wow.
From point of impact.
Wow.
I watch a lot of those diver shows.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Looking for these people.
Right. I watch the Muff ones, the Muff Diver shows. Look at this.
Cracker ass, cracker!
Yeah. Mikey Glaze. Does sound like him.
Wait. Hey, look, they got a puffy jacket on.
This must be the Bronx.
Yeah, the body's still in the cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they did that really shitty.
I guess so, right?
Yeah. The idea, well,
I don't know how else they could have pulled it without it being upside down, though, because I'm sure, right? I mean,
you can float it.
You know, the water dogs there, scuba.com.
Those divers?
They probably went down there.
Mm-hmm.
So they got it upright again, which is weird. And because they uprighted it while it's on the barge. So
there you go. All right, we got to get out of here. They got work. My bad. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, before we go, though, okay?
Okay.
Tell them to hold on.
I already did. Okay. I was like, we'll be there in just a minute.
Yes. So flushing the toilet, this is changing my life right now.
I always close the lid when you flush the toilet.
I'm closing the lid from now on.
What if it doesn't have a lid?
It's just a giant hoax.
No, this is the truth.
This is for the house.
You got, okay, you take a dump, you take a leak or whatever, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't flush. Oh, wipe, okay? Mm-hmm. Put it in the thing, okay? Then close the lid, then flush, okay? Telling you. This is the way it's done.
So you're saying it throws bacteria everywhere if you don't close the lid?
I am not fake news. This is the truth.
They say your poop particles like go on your toothbrush.
Ricky knows. Like Ricky knows.
You know how I know it doesn't go on mine? My toothbrush has a cap.
Mm-mm. Nope. It's anti-cap.
Every shower beer has now been like exposed.
No, because the heat from the shower, because you're a lady, you take lava showers, the heat sanitizes everything.
The alcohol kills it, it's
fine. Scientists have known for decades that flushing a toilet with the lid up releases water droplets and an aerosol plume into the air, containing small particles of water, urine, feces, and at times, dangerous pathogens that are invisible to the naked eye. But
like
researchers have never been able to see the airborne particles, nor understand how and where they spread.
I'm never buying a black light ever.
Yeah, right. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, they did that on MythBusters.
Yeah,
long time ago.
Doing the toothbrush.
Wondered if they could use lasers to visualize the aerosol plume and measure the speed and trajectory of the particles. So they set up green laser beams over a commercial toilet without a lift.
Do you think they hired someone to take a dump? Or you think, like, you know, that guy just had some Taco Bell or whatever and just waited a little bit and then for the experiment?
They just died the water.
Right? They used it. Oh, okay. You're right. You're probably right, Bay. You're right. Yeah. Sorry.
Dimmed the lights.
How silly of me.
And flushed the toilet.
Oh, my God. It's like a squirter.
Not a plume.
Look at all of that.
That word. That's the best description.
Wow.
You have to step up.
It's like a bidet.
That's an extreme toilet right there. I don't think most of them have that power.
The tiny particles ejected by the toilet, allowing the scientists' eyes and the cameras to clearly see the resulting spray.
When's the last time you put your head by that thing? Praying to God.
At that point, you don't really care.
Thank you, Jesus. That's never the situation. Oh, my God.
So my question is what happens if you flush and you have, like, the Clorox tablets in it?
Then it's just flinging bleach everywhere?
But bleach is a sanitizer.
You have Clorox. You put them in
the
upper decker?
Yeah.
Ever leave an upper decker?
No.
No? Do you know what that is?
Once and Ricky? I left.
Upper decker?
An upper decker.
The tank?
Yeah, well, an upper decker is when you take a poop in the upper tank.
Why would you do that?
You know, you're at a guest house or something.
That's not what the tank is for.
Right. What happens, though, when you flush? Does poo water go in?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yo, let's leave an upper decker here at the studio.
This coming out of the toilet, showing just how fast and far these particles are likely.
Yeah, I'm closing that lid from now on. That's it.
Like I said, what if you don't have a lid? Some commercial toilets don't have lids.
You're right. So. You're right. Then I'm holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going on the floor.
Why not just wipe it down?
Flush and back up. Run away.
Here's what I'll do. I'll carry saran wrap with me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if the place doesn't have a lid, I'll take a dump, I'll wipe, I'll take the saran wrap out, and I'll put it there, and I'll leave it there.
You better document this.
Okay?
Like, I want to see the video of you going through this trouble.
Because that's the best, because then somebody goes in there and they sits on it because they don't see it because it's saran wrap.
Yeah.
And they poop and it kind of comes out.
Yeah.
Right.
Pathogens in public restrooms. So the next time
There you go. Yeah. Close your lid. All right. So the plumes don't go everywhere. Just over here.
Plumes.
That word's going to be stuck in my head all day. I'm going to be saying plumes.
Plumes. I want to eat a plume. I haven't had a plum in a long time. Plums are great.
They are.
Do they make... I need a plum-flavored shake.
I was waiting to see what you were going to say.
I wonder if they make them over
the smoothies?
The cookout.
The cookout?
They have like a million different shakes, so they might.
There we go. All right, let's get out of here. But before we do, that's right, the link's in the video description, okay? And Kat, $50 per couple, that ain't bad.
Nope.
No. And you guys, is it the entire time, 7 to 9, or? You,
yep.
Okay. So from 7 to 9, hang out, have fun. And yes, like you said, meet people.
Yep.
Yeah.
We also have a show tomorrow.
Oh, at Mr. Billy's.
Oh, Mr. Billy's.
Yep.
Go on. Do tell.
Tomorrow night, we're doing our bittersweet burlesque. It's a Valentine's burlesque show. We've got 8 different performers, including belly dance, hula hoop, pole, burlesque, fire.
Fire.
Yeah. All of it. So yeah, so all kinds of stuff.
What's the regulations, the rules when you... because that's indoors, right?
Are you talking about the fire or the blue
fire?
Law?
Yeah, the fire, yeah.
Usually you have to have a safety, you have to have insurance, like, the performer has all of that stuff. Like, she stays within the law, and far, far away from
anything
flammable.
Well, she's very good.
She is. Very, very,
very good.
It's kind of a gray area. Like, you can't go with the, like, no burn months or whatever, because that doesn't necessarily apply to this type of thing.
Right.
It's kind of gray. Same with, like, the entertainment laws. Like, I don't know.
I like the, you know, when like the curtains are hanging down?
Silks.
Silks, yeah. Right. That's the curtains.
Yeah. I'll bring some curtains for you.
Yeah. The meat curtains.
Curtains for you.
And what time you guys start up over there?
9 p.m. and 11. So there's 2 different shows.
Over at Billy's.
A ton of girls. Yep. Mr. Billy's on Dover.
Mr. Billy's, right.
Yep.
Not Billy's.
No, because that's not there anymore.
Yeah, they closed.
Nothing survives there.
That's that building, man.
Well, I don't know why.
There's a curse on it.
I think there is.
It's like 125 Franklin Street. It's like 125 Franklin Street.
I'll do them on Franklin Street.
Good stuff, though. Good stuff, ladies. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Absolutely, of course. Hey, Chris, how about them sandwiches there?
Fucking amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, better than anyone else's.
The sandwiches are great.
Their finger food's not as good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Third base is where your finger food, like, they nailed their finger food. Yeah. But sandwiches? But Bay, tell me about these.
Shut up!
Tell me about these fried avocados.
It's avocados that fried.
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, man of many words, right there.
I'm there.
I am not the marketing department.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? All I know, one day he had them. I was like, "What are these? Fried avocados?
What are those?"
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, which are good. Good trivia. Good times over there. It is fun. All right, let's get out of here.
They're crunchy on the outside and soft in the middle.
There you go. There's marketing. Marketing Bay. Let's see. Ricky, did you learn anything on the show today? Anything stand out for you?
The little pump. Is that his name?
The little pump.
The rapper?
Oh.
She loved the little pump.
Oh, Lil Pump. Yes.
There you go.
Yes, he's got. Lil Pump's got the tattoo of Trump. The friggin'.
Amazing tattoo. Amazing.
Yes, everything else I actually had been following.
Oh, you're up to date. See, you're no dummy.
I am. Yeah,
that's right. Kat, what'd you learn on the show today?
I don't know.
Toilet lids.
I learned that I'm really bad when you're doing advertisements.
No. Stop. You're fine.
Horrible.
It's all good. Hey, yeah, go to Shelby's Trio. Parking sucks.
I've never had a problem over it there.
That's right. See, that's right.
I mean, I go to dive bars and stuff, though. I eat there, you know.
Yeah.
So
it's all good. Yeah. It's all good.
So we learned plume.
Yeah.
And we learned flowing.
Flowing.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Excuse me. I'm flowing right now.
Flowing.
I'm flowing here.
Bae, did you learn anything today?
That's
good. No.
Besides
what I seen early on the news with them, the stuff in New York.
Oh, yeah.
With the cop and
the seven.
The
cop, yeah.
The seven people.
Yeah, we covered it yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Dude.
They
got on a bus and headed to California.
Right.
Yeah. That's insane.
Why can't they stop the bus and pull them off?
Because
they don't have the balls.
Because of the administration.
Well, they better not come through Tennessee. Y'all. Chris, what'd you learn on the show today?
Darius Rucker got arrested.
Darius Rucker.
Oh, yeah.
Psychedelics.
Where was I?
All right. Hey, thanks for enabling us to have a conversation here on the Joe Padula Show, America's Party with a Purpose. Absolutely.